Live. We're launching into Hour 3. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Again, all the features there are completely free. freetalklive.com. I'm going to go into the email box here to an email from Slacker. Last hour we were talking about how these police are just, they're just ruining people's lives. They're arresting people for innocuous things like running a stop sign. They're, of course, we know that they're putting over 800,000 people a year in jail for marijuana possession. Some of them know that what they're doing is hurting people, but it's the law, they say. I'm just doing my job. And that's what Slacker wants to write about. It's the law. It's a cop-out line of all time, says Slacker. When people see the government oppressing others, they cop right out and excuse the government's malevolence with three little words. It's the law. And then they're done thinking. In fact, it's not just the regular people that'll use the it's the law excuse, and not just the police, but it's the city councilors and people like that, the bureaucrats that are running the programs, the politicians. We had a city councilor here in Keene, New Hampshire recently say that it's not stealing, it's the law in regards to taking somebody's house from them. Look, I don't care what it says on your piece of paper. When you take something that's not yours and you don't have permission to take that something, that's stealing.
You know, I think the shortest way to go against that one is to ask them, which came first, crime or the law?
Ooh, that is a good question.
And then
you should make notes and call on a Saturday morning, Mark.
Well, I mean, there are longer routes to trying to pop the rivets on that argument, but, you know, maybe they have to, you know, maybe asking them questions about a way to go.
Well, I want to know if somebody is convicted of a crime and they're sentenced to death and given the death penalty, they go through death row and they are put to death and their life is taken from them, is that not taking their life?
No, apparently not. It's the law.
Oh, okay.
Right. So people, as Slacker says, don't seem to care about right and wrong anymore. Or they confuse right and wrong with legal and illegal. If it's legal, it must be right. And if it's illegal, then it must be wrong. And it somehow has become the government's job to determine what is right and wrong through the legal system. It's crazy. Throughout human history, there are many examples of the law being used to do some of the most heinous crimes against other humans ever. And people still fall back on that same lame and failed argument. It's still valid to them these days. And we've had people bring that point up when they've called this local talk show run by these politicos here in town. They've made this point to the status that, look, back in Nazi Germany, it was the law to throw Jews in ovens. Would you have enforced that law? Oh, well, we got rid of that. So, or slavery. You can bring up, chattel slavery. You can bring up the segregation, those laws. You can bring up all these terrible laws from the past, and they'll just blow them off. Well, we've gotten rid of those. So you can't accuse us of that.
So that's it. We've solved all the problems of the world, and all the bad laws have been fixed.
Well, no, you may actually get them to admit that they don't personally agree with, for instance, the prohibition on marijuana or some other law that they don't agree with. But they'll still agree with enforcing that law while it's still illegal.
So you agree with enforcing slavery while slavery
was
legal?
No, we fixed that.
But it was, when it was legal, it was okay to own slaves. It was okay to beat the crap out of them.
Well,
and leave them bleeding in the dirt because they were a different color. Was that all right?
No, we changed it.
No. I mean, when it was legal, was it good? Was
it okay? I wasn't around then.
Yeah, but you're around right now, and we haven't changed this. Is it okay?
It's the law.
It was the law then. What's wrong with you? Are you not listening to the words coming out of my mouth?
Sure, they're listening, Mark, but they just don't want to.
They just don't care. It doesn't affect them.
When the laws were on the books, did people think it was wrong then? Obviously not, because they were on the books and people were not standing up and speaking out against it.
People don't seem to care, he says, and it somehow has become the government's job to determine what's right and wrong. Throughout human history, there are many examples of the law being used to do some of the most heinous things, but people still fall back on that argument. It still seems that, or it seems rather, that people either don't make the connection, or they don't understand, that, or they just deny the fact that throughout history it was the law that made slaves of people. It was the law that displaced millions of people from their homelands. It's the law that has been used to commit genocide all over the world. Most notably, it was the law that led to sending Jews, gypsies, and other undesirables to the ovens and gas chambers. It was the law that killed millions in the old Soviet bloc nations. It was the law that prevented my mother and father from going to the same grade school, eating at the same diner, or having their clothes washed at the same cleaners, or drinking at the same water fountain. It was the law, and the people who supported and made them, the people who supported them and made them did that to these people. It's the law that's been used to deny, disregard, and ignore the natural-born rights of others, instead of doing as intended and protecting these rights of ours. And it's your fault. It is you that asks for these things from your leaders. It is you that gets them when there's enough of you crying out loud enough. It's you that says, there ought to be a law. It's you that demands that the government interject itself into the private affairs of your neighbors because you don't like what they do. It's you that doesn't want to take responsibility for your life, and it's you that expects the government to steal from your neighbors so they can take care of you. It's you who want to rule over others through the government's laws. Now, obviously, some of us have moved on beyond that, but I think that those statements apply to a lot of Americans.
And he's making such a great point here. I love this. Society is exactly the way most people think it should be, because it's just a reflection of your own beliefs, and government has been created out of people's belief that this is necessary, that this keeps us safe. Now, it's gotten out of hand a little bit, but and the government mechanism has sort of taken over the government schools and taught people that this is okay, and they've grown up with it, and it's just kind of grown from there. But still, it's because people believe that this is the way it's supposed to be that it is.
So if we can change those beliefs, then we can change
it,
everything.
Then we don't have to change it. If we change those beliefs, then
the world will just change on its own. We as humans, says Slacker, only have a few rights that need protection. So why do we have so many laws? What are those laws doing other than violating the rights of this person or that group of people? Well, I would interject that those laws, by violating those rights, create new cases for lawyers to get involved with.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's the ones who are writing the laws anyway.
Right. The lawyers get to benefit the most. And, of course, it also creates new government bureaucrat jobs as well. So it expands the purview of the existing bureaucrats and, you know, gives them more little bureaucrats to have as underlings and expand their power and their purview. He says that all of humanity's real crimes have been forbidden by civilized societies for millennia. Yet over that time, we now have tomes and tomes of law that we as citizens are expected to know, despite the fact that nobody knows all of the laws, not even the people who make and enforce them. The idea of ignorance of the law is no excuse was implemented during a time when the rule of law was more along the lines of the rule of rights, a time when you knew you were doing wrong if you stole another's property, committed fraud against them, or assaulted or killed them. No sane person could commit any of those crimes and then stand in judgment and claim, "I didn't know." It was not meant for a time when you would be expected to know how high you can build your fence, how long your grass can be, whether you can water your grass and on which days, how big to build your garage or deck or porch, what you can sell or not sell with or without a license, the tint on your car's windows. The list goes on. Your leaders have used the law at your request to become your rulers. So don't complain when they rule you. You asked for it, and you got it. From Slacker.
I love that email. That was great.
That was well done.
I've been holding on to that one for almost a year. 800.
Well, we do get a lot of emails, and there's no guarantee your email is going to get read even close to the time you send it.
Yep. So
I read it all.
1-800-259-9231. So again, tying into this overarching conversation we've been having tonight about how it is that this system exists because you allow it to exist, because you refuse to do anything about it. And don't tell me, well, I'm doing something. I'm running for state senator here in state of Florida, and we're gonna get elected. And we're gonna change the system. Don't tell me that's doing something about it.
It has not worked. I mean, that's what's gotten us to this point.
People have been running candidates for the longest time. The Libertarian Party's been trying it for three decades, more than three decades now. And where have they gotten?
It's time for something different, and it's happening right here in New Hampshire, and you can come be a part of it.
You can. FreeStateProject.org is the website there. You can also dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want this society to change, you're going to have to change how you behave and how you believe. It's Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
Now, this is Bob Chapman again at the International Forecaster. Mr. Bernanke, head of the Federal Reserve, is monetizing $300 billion of treasuries, but has made no statement regarding the secret monetization that's been going on for the last 4 months. Needless to say, this is another state secret. He might also explain why there was an enormous call buying in bond future options over the 3 days prior to the announcement.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Mr. Bernanke buys $300 billion in treasuries. He is contemplating another $300 billion. In fact, there is an excellent chance that the $300 billion, or at least a large part of it, has already been spent, like $162 billion. Between you and we and the fence post, Ben will need at least $5 trillion for monetization.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can get interactive and edit virtually anything you see there at wiki.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create your will or a living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. Horse massage. We'll talk about it coming up. But first, to Jeff in Texas. Jeff, you're on.
How long is that?
You're right. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I basically wanted your opinion, especially because Sam's there. I got a ticket about 3 weeks ago in Dallas for not having a state inspection sticker.
Okay.
And the ticket for that's like $180. And I'm thinking of going and doing a jury trial to hopefully waste some of their money. And I'm just wondering, is it likely that I'll pay more than $180 if I do that?
Yes. You will pay court costs, you'll pay jury costs, and they will also charge you the officer's rate at overtime. So, like, for each of those speeding tickets, the total bill for those guys is about $400. For each
one. So I'd be looking at, like maybe $1,000 or more.
I would imagine about 400.
Oh, 400 total?
Yeah. So for me,
that's
if you pay it. If not, I mean, they're going to throw you in jail,
and
you don't have the activists down there, so what can you do?
Yeah, and that kind of drives me crazy. What kills me, too, is that I've gotten one of these before, and you used to be able to go down, get your inspection, and then go down to the court and show them you got it, pay $10, and you're on your way.
It's not
still
like that
says
now?
That you can do that. Pardon me?
It's not like that now?
No, it still says that on the back of the ticket that you signed. But now when I went down there to do this, the tax eater behind the desk told me, no, we changed that about a year and a half ago. Yeah, the ticket's still wrong. And no, you're just going to have to get a court date or just mail in the payments.
What?
So we changed all of our rules, but didn't bother to update the ticket to let you know about that. That's nice.
Look up see if you can. It might be worth looking up the statute in the law and addressing that with a motion to the court. I don't know
if she was lying. The bureaucrat could be lying.
Well, just doing this in pretrial can get this ticket quashed. You would want to. If I were doing this and I found that this motion was, or this statute was still on the books, I would file a motion to quash saying I went and got the vehicle inspected, it passed, it was before the 10 days as authorized by this such and such statute, this claim should be dismissed.
All right. I'll figure out how to look up the statute, I guess. I don't want to take up your guy's time doing that.
That wouldn't make great radio.
Yeah, that's a difficult. I mean, it's always difficult reading through legalese. I can understand how frustrating this must be, but if you are willing to challenge it, that's what you have. That's the road you have to go down. And of course, all of these statutes are available online, so it's easier today than it's been in the past. It's not saying much, but it is easier. You can go usually, and you can use a search term in the online statute. So it's certainly not like going down to a law library and actually lifting books off the shelf.
What you would really need to do is get like the LexisNexis annotated traffic codes, which would have not only the statutes in there, but also the relevant case law.
Yeah, but don't you have to pay for that?
That's about $100.
So it's $180 to pay off the ticket or $100 for the LexisNexis.
It's a lose-lose when you deal with government,
right?
What can I say?
Yeah, anytime you encounter, I think it's important to point out for folks that even if you supposedly win in the government's courtroom, you've still lost because they've sucked away your free time. And in many cases, they'll suck away hundreds of your dollars. And as you've pointed out, Jeff in Texas, you pointed out that they make it so it's financially more feasible to just pay and move along than it is to actually take the situation to a trial and go through that process. Because as you say, if you lose the trial, then you're looking at $400 or $500 instead of $180. So if you're not willing to go to jail over not paying the fines, then it's probably easier to just go ahead and pay up. Though if you can take Sam's suggestion and file some sort of motion that makes them throw it out, then you don't have to go to trial. That would be, I guess, an ideal situation.
One of the things they did in my case, if they're going to bring an action against you in court, they have to, according to the statutes, have a sworn criminal complaint that initiates the court action. In all three of the cases, the speeding tickets, they didn't bother to do that. Now, I brought this up to them at trial, but the judge told me, well, you should have filed a motion to quash at pretrial, and then the tickets would have been dismissed. But again, because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, he said now it's too late. So that may be something else you want to look into. Sworn criminal complaint, you have to, you would have to go look at the case file, see that it's not in there, and file a motion to quash, again, based on that, if that's the route you want to take.
Does that make any sense to you?
Where would you get to look at the case file?
Clerk's office? Would that be the clerk? Clerk of court? Or the case file?
I'm sorry, the case file, yes, you would just go down to the municipal court and ask them to see the case file. And you also, again, there's just so much to this because it's the government bureaucracy. You would need to know and be prepared with a open records request that, you know, you can file with them if they're going to give you grief.
Because they could give you a hard time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not used to people coming in and asking for these things.
Right, but in Texas, there's a really clear statute that says all court proceedings shall be public.
But you have to be willing to stand on that. You have to be willing to stand there and cite that statute and say, well, this says this. Are you sure you're not going to let me
And then be ready to call the police to arrest the court clerk.
Good luck out there, Jeff, and let us know how it goes, okay?
That's cool. And next time I'm calling back about the IRS that is coming after me.
Oh boy. All right. We'll look forward to that one. Thanks for the call, dude. Good luck. 800-259-9231 to Cody in Arizona. Cody, you're on Free Talk Live. Cody. Take it easy there. Everything okay?
He fell off his bike.
Cody? I don't know. Maybe he was going to crank us or something. 800-259-9231. So, horse massage. According to Fox News, Mercedes Clemens is certified to massage humans, but she claims the state of Maryland is keeping her from her first love, massaging horses. And no, we're not talking about erotic massage. She shut down her equine massage practice in a Washington suburb after state officials told her that state law only allows veterinarians to perform such services. Now she's suing.
There's a state law about massaging horses?
Come on, Mark. Are you surprised?
Way too much time on their hands.
Probably the veterinarians decided they wanted the exclusive deal on this, so they lobbied to have some sort of regulation passed. Remember, the reason why regulations get passed typically is because the existing business owners are lobbying the state to pass the regulations to help essentially protect them from competition from the outside, people like her. So these veterinarians probably make a nice a bit of coin off of giving massages to animals, and they didn't want this woman getting involved.
I don't think veterinarians do many horse massages.
Maybe they do in Washington
thorough
State.
Ones.
I don't know.
Maryland.
You're right. Washington suburb. 800-259-9231. That's D.C. All right, more coming up here. We'll give you a little bit more on this story and take your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping. Shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcolaBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcolaBlue at ecolablue.com today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you dial in and take control, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. We've got live streams on our website. We've got a broadband version, a dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com to enjoy those for free. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue to discuss horse massage, I didn't know such a thing existed, but it does. And Mercedes Clemens is certified in massaging horse, or rather massaging humans, but apparently she's not allowed, according to the state government of Maryland, to massage horses. In fact, she's suing two state agencies over this, saying regulators are unfairly barring registered massage therapists who want to practice on animals. The state officials had told her that state law only allows veterinarians to perform such services. Animal massage regulations vary from state to state, with some only allowing veterinarians to practice. Clemens' case is being closely watched by those in the animal massage industry who say business has grown steadily along with interest in other alternative treatments and pampering for pets. Equinology Incorporated, a Guadalajara, California-based massage school, says when it began operating about 15 years ago, a couple hundred people took its horse massage therapy courses. Now almost 900 sign up each year. Company vice president said there were just a few schools when his company started, but estimates there are now about 50 across the country. The National Board of Certification for Animal Acupressure and Massage plans to start an online exam next month to create credential standards, among other things, that will test massage techniques, anatomy, ethics, and animal behavior. A self-described horse fanatic, Ms. Clemens, age 40, got private animal massage certification about 2 years ago and started practicing on horses, eventually growing her business to about 30 regular horse clients. She likes to help soothe the animals and work through their sore and tight muscles. Now,
well, I suppose, as creepy and weird as all this sounds, that it makes some sense if you're talking about, like, race horses that would be the professional athletes of their
species. Well, some horses could be old. You could have an old horse that is injured and getting old.
I suspect you should shoot them.
Well, some people don't think that way about their animals, Mark. A lot of these people love their animals, and they're not willing to put them out of their misery. They want to hire a massage therapist to help them feel better, and they should be able to do that.
And this is just a case of the horse massage industry group not being as powerful as the veterinarians industry group.
Pretty much.
And the veterinarians know that, well, if we let them start massaging horses, where will they go next?
Now she works only on her own horse, Chanty. She says, "It's not just a career for me, it's my passion," said Clemens. "If I was independently wealthy and I didn't need an income, I'd do it for nothing. That's how much I love it." In a March letter to Clemens, the Maryland Board of Chiropractic Examiners told her that state law is very specific in barring massage therapists from practicing on animals. The chiropractic board also included a note from Maryland State Veterinary Board reminding chiropractors and massage therapists of the restrictions. Clemens says she's never made medical claims or tried to be a substitute veterinarian. Nevertheless, she was so concerned about facing prosecution or losing her human massage license that she pulled her advertisements about her horse work and ended her equine practice. And this is how business gets killed in America. This is how entrepreneurs who have the spirit to create their own business, who have the drive, the passion to create their own business and provide a product or service to the marketplace that may or may not be in demand.
But people wanted to pay for it, so who cares?
Right, absolutely. I'm certainly not shooting that down. It seems rather odd to me, but encourage somebody to do it if they feel like they make a living.
The fact is, these are probably some very rich people who spend $80,000 to $100,000 on racehorses, mm-hmm. and if they want to pay somebody $200 to come out and massage their horses, more power to you.
Yep.
Well, that's just it. The veterinarian will probably charge $200. She might only charge $80 or
$100. No, the veterinarian will probably charge $400.
Right. But that's just it. This is how businesses are killed in America.
There's a lot more muscles in a horse than there are in a human, or at least they're bigger.
Good point.
So
she said she'd do it free.
Yeah, I understand. She's probably not telling the truth. She certainly wouldn't do it as often. I'm not saying that Chancey doesn't get his little butt rubbed plenty, but it's. I'm just saying you're probably not going to get her to drive out to your house and could you rub down these three horses here in these three stalls and while you're at it, give them some water, and then she's going to no, that doesn't sound right to me.
So
people are compensated for things even if they enjoy doing them.
This is a perfect example, though. This one story is a perfect example of how it is that across the board, people are dissuaded from starting their own businesses, dissuaded from being entrepreneurial. We talked about before how the government education or government indoctrination system encourages people to not take risks. And being an entrepreneur is about taking risks. It's about stepping outside of your comfort zone and starting out and doing something you've never done before, starting your own business, offering a product or service to the marketplace. But when you start to look into what it's going to take to start your own business, most people want to do it on the up and up, right?
Well, that's not it. I think in this case, she said she's worried about losing her license to massage humans. So that's how she makes her money. So because the government has set up all of this licensing and the way they have gotten into everyday life and tied people into their system, they use that to hold it over their head. Just like we talked about the people getting arrested for running a stop sign in the beginning, they can just use the system against people to force compliance.
Because they're scared. They're scared of what might happen to them if they do what they love to do. In her case, she wants to.
To me, she doesn't sound very darn creative. Personally,
what do you mean?
I would start a second business where I worked for a veterinarian, where I either gave him a dollar amount per massage that I did, or a monthly amount to basically say that I worked for his to be employed.
It says here you have to be a veterinarian. You have to be a veterinarian.
Look, veterinarians give their assistants give shots. They administer pills. They do all kinds of things are done inside a veterinarian's office.
I'm saying is that's what the story says. You know, so I'm taking its word for this, right?
I understand.
So she was told, no, you can't. And so she stopped. She was doing it. And then she stopped because she didn't want to put the rest of her livelihood in jeopardy. And in many cases, people don't even start doing their own business because they're just dissuaded because of all the regulations. They see all of the demands and all of the requirements and all of the fees and all of the licensing and all of the, you know, the hoops that somebody has to jump through in order to be legit in the marketplace. And they just say, to hell with it. I'm just going to go keep working at my, $8 an hour job here and or whatever it is that they're currently doing, that they're currently comfortable with. You know, I was going to start my own business, but it's just not worth it.
Yeah, you know, you could do a sole proprietorship, but then people can come after you for all of your assets. So you need to form a corporation. Well, how many people know how to do corporate taxes all on their own and see that and think of that and right there? Their dream dies.
Yeah, they're stifled by their, you know, and obviously people are ignorant of these things. You know, they don't teach you this crap in school, and,
nope.
And how could they? There's way too much to even, you know, get close to teaching people. So then, you know, then you realize that, well, I'm going to have to get lawyers, and they're going to, I know they charge an arm and a leg, and I don't know how much, and I looked at having a lawyer incorporate me, and you know, you got across the board, each of them talking about different services. You couldn't even compare apples to apples.
Mm-hmm. A little more detail here. She, by the way, again, is suing in this particular case. She's suing two state agencies. She's not asking for damages or compensation. She just wants the right to practice on animals. She wants to do what she loves to do. She says she's being unfairly targeted and that the state allows other animal massage therapists to practice. The Institute for Justice, an Arlington, Virginia-based libertarian public interest law firm, has taken up her case, and they're a good group, the IJ.
Mm-hmm.
An attorney for the State Chiropractic Board said he couldn't comment on ongoing litigation. The state veterinary board wants out of the lawsuit, claiming it never ruled specifically on Clemens's practice. Veterinary board president says his agency doesn't regulate horse massage by non-veterinarians if the aim is solely for helping the animal relax or generally feel better. As Clemens awaits a court hearing, she continues to dote on her own horse, feeding her carrots, kissing her nose, and of course, massaging her knots. She says if it was just me, it wouldn't really be worth all of this. But this is a much bigger constitutional issue, and I hope that it works out for her. I really do. In fact, we'll take another look in here to this case, see if there's been any updates on it. The article I'm sharing here is a little on the old side, but I bring it up just as an example of what people have to deal with in order to do what they love, in order to follow their heart and their desires. They're stopped dead in their tracks by these government regulations.
And these poor horses have knots in them that are not getting massaged.
They're not getting massaged. Was that a pun, Sam? Not getting massaged?
I don't know.
All right, more coming up here. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. What regulations have you been forced to obey?
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized a contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit tobenatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. Tobenatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Whole list of things that you can do there to help get the show on more radio stations and more internet connections around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. We just finished telling you about a story about Mercedes Clemens. She lives in Maryland. She has a massage therapy business, and she also was massaging horses until she got a letter from the board of the bureaucrats that basically regulate the chiropractic and massage industry, and they said, look, you need to stop this or we're pulling your massage license. So she did, because she didn't want to lose the rest of her business, and right. She stopped doing what she loves the most, and that is massaging horses. And I said I'd get you an update on the case, because the article was from last year. The most recent story, and this I pulled from Mercedes' website, which is thebetteranimal.com, from her website on the news updates page, the most recent story is from the Washington Post, with a quick update from a columnist who says that the judge has thrown out her case against the veterinary group, but did allow her case to proceed against the chiropractic board. The deadline for discovery as both sides gather information and expert witnesses is in March. So I looked to see if something had happened since March, to see if there was any updates to the case, and I couldn't find anything. Although in the last few months, Mercedes' horse Chanty, the only animal she could legally massage, died before the column appeared. I asked whether she'd gotten a new horse, and she said no. Ironically, I can't really afford one now since I lost my business. 800-259-9231. So Mercedes' case continues to develop here as she sues the government bureaucrats that are preventing her from doing what she loves. Whether she'll be successful remains to be seen.
You would think that you know, if she had an existing client base, that she would be able to continue with those people, at least under the table in some manner or another, but... You know, maybe she doesn't want to take the chance.
Well, maybe she is, and she's just not telling the news media such things. But
could be.
Somebody probably snitched her out, right? I mean,
saw the ad.
Saw the ad and said, oh, well, she's not a veterinarian.
Well, these bureaucrats get the papers, too, you know?
Yeah. So
if you're doing a good job advertising yourself, you're advertising yourself to the bureaucrats, too. They are among us.
1-800-259-9231. So you bring up whatever you want. We switch back to the topic of it's the law. We've been on this off and on throughout the evening tonight, and I've got a story from Larkin Rose. He's an author. Went to jail, actually, because he was a tax freedom advocate and was targeted by the IRS because he was a tax freedom advocate, spent a couple of years in a minimum security federal prison and came out even more radical than when he went in. He came out and started being very, very anti-statist, very pro-freedom, very voluntarist, basically. He makes regular appearances on our friend Mark Stevens' radio show, which, of course, you can get over at markstevens.net. And we should be adding him back into the Liberty Radio Network soon and working on that. But in the meantime, here's what Larkin has to say in his story. No such thing as a good cop.
Gosh.
When people act on their own judgment like grown-ups, they're stuck with the responsibility and consequences of their actions. A favorite excuse of people who do stupid and or evil things is, I was just following orders. This amounts to claiming that they were not acting as thinking, judging, responsible beings with free will, but they were acting as unthinking tools of someone else. Put another way, the obeying authority excuse amounts to saying, you can't blame me, I'm just a stupid programmable machine, not a thinking human. And in fact, it's not necessarily exactly accurate that they're just obeying orders. They did choose to obey those orders. So it's not that they're completely unthinking. They did think that, okay, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. So they made that choice. They didn't start in that position. Well, they chose to obey those orders.
The fact that the vast majority of law enforcement officers are blind to what it is that they're doing is, you know, nothing more unusual than the vast majority of Americans being blind to what the officers are doing.
They're no more evil
in the sense that they're no more responsible for that action than
responsible. That's what I'm pointing out.
So are Americans for not doing something.
No doubt about it. Everybody's responsible for. If you choose to obey orders, you're responsible for whatever it is that you do.
The first time that a police officer took somebody in for some violation that did not have a victim, well, it's the first time that Americans should have, you know, the people of that community should have risen up and said, "We will not take this. This shall not happen."
Now they should be, in my opinion, they should be forgiven for their transgressions. That doesn't deny their responsibility. Larkin says people who believe in self-ownership, like voluntarists, don't ever get to use that excuse. You see, we believe that we're endowed with thought and free will and that we are therefore obligated to judge right and wrong for ourselves and obligated to act accordingly. What we do, we do. We don't try to dodge responsibility by pretending that we were possessed by someone or something else. If the whole world were like that, even if there remained many differences of opinion as well as stupidity, carelessness, and or malice, the vast majority of evil would stop. Why? Because most evil is not committed by people acting on their own judgment, but by people doing what they were told. One of the most serious decisions a thinking person can make is, should I use violence? Most people who are acting on their own will resort to violence only in rare and extreme cases. Those who act as unthinking tools of authority, on the other hand, use force and violence constantly, without hesitation, without any qualms or doubts, and without any guilt or remorse. My suggestion for anyone who uses force is this. Use your judgment, and when you decide to use force, accept the responsibility yourself and face the consequences yourself. Don't hide behind the "he told me to" and other spineless excuses. In other words, grow up and act like an adult. But people in government don't do that. Consider, for example, the fact that a couple million people are in cages right now for possessing narcotics, a term which means mind-altering substances that politicians didn't give their permission to use. Do you think any of the politicians, cops, judges, prison guards, paper pushers, or anyone else in the justice system would ever take personal responsibility for kidnapping someone and putting them in a cage for smoking a joint? No. They all blame the law, as if it's some magical force that possesses their minds, relieving them of all responsibility for their actions. If not for law worship, how many beer drinkers would feel okay about locking someone up for possessing marijuana? Approximately zero. Incidentally, though I don't drink alcohol myself or use any narcotics, I accept that those who do, whether to relax a bit or to get sloshed, have the right to do so. But every cop, judge, politician, or paper pusher who condones the war on drugs and then goes home to chug a few beers or sip on some wine, which is almost every one of them, is a hypocritical, evil coward. Altogether, they form a machine that unjustifiably locks up millions of people, and yet no one in the system accepts responsibility for doing it. You know, it's the old, well, I'm just pressing the button, or I'm just loading the, you know, the carts or the train cars. I'm not killing anybody. That's why the authority myth is so horribly dangerous. Its acts of violence and evil are very real, but no one believes he's accountable for any of it. I mean, they stole some people's house, or they voted to steal some houses here in Keene, New Hampshire last week, and the city councilors make excuses. Oh, it's our responsibility as city councilors to do this.
Yeah, we don't have any choice when it gets to this point. We have to.
Right, if we don't do this, then people will stop paying taxes and the whole system will crumble. That's what they said.
But they, well, I think that they might be right. I think that they might be right on that issue. However, they did have a choice because there was a vote ahead of time.
And they voted in favor of it unanimously.
15-0.
They said they had to vote that way, though.
But who forced them?
Well, once it gets to that point, they don't have any choice. That's what one of them said.
But that doesn't make any sense. They did have a choice because there was a vote. And
well,
and
no,
vote
but it's already
a choice.
But it's already gotten to that point, Mark.
Okay, it's the law. It's
irresponsibility
for one's actions.
A rather dramatic example happened at the Nuremberg trials. Yeah, I helped to exterminate innocent people, but I was just following orders. I'm not to blame. And while Americans condemn the Nazis for that cop-out, every law enforcer in this whole country uses the exact same excuse. Hey, I'm just doing my job. I wonder if someone got a job as a cop killer, if the boys in blue would just think that's okay. Many of my past messages have been about bad cops, but the truth of the matter is there are no good cops. Initiating violence against people who've committed neither force nor fraud, whether it's done under the guise of drug laws, weapons laws, or fining people for not having that little sticker on their cars, as our caller earlier did, or didn't, is unjustifiable force. In other words, committing immoral violence is an unavoidable part of every cop's job. There cannot be a good cop any more than there can be a good carjacker.
This is where I think that this argument runs off the rails here. I understand where he's coming from. However, what are we going to, if you get all the good people to quit being cops, then what are we going to have?
Nobody said quit. Just stop enforcing bad laws.
And that's going to really, how long are they going to stay cops that way?
Actually, you'd be surprised.
I'd be very, very surprised.
I have one example, but I can't tell you about it because I've been sworn to secrecy.
No.
So you'd be surprised. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call